Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. I'm joined by Roger Mitchell, director of The Duke, screening here out of competition. Welcome. Thank you so much for being with us. So, as you said, when you were describing the film in the press conference, you said it's a strange, very English eccentric story. So,
well, it's a story about an English eccentric, and we often make films about English eccentrics. And I think we're quite famous for having so many eccentrics in England. And this man is not really a traditional hero. He's something of a petty criminal. He's lazy. He's sexist. He never gets up to get the tea for his wife. He hasn't got a job, etc., etc., etc. He talks all the time. He imposes his views on anyone he can find. He's a bore in a way, but he's also got this wonderfully pure, childish inner sense of justice, and he's campaigning for others, and that's really how the film begins.
There's a contradiction in him, but the film, through him, gives you a solid idea of what it means that we're all connected, you know, I am you, you are me, but it's really very as simple as that, you know?
It's nice to be reminded, particularly at the moment, that we are codependent and that societies aren't made up of individuals. Societies are all connected, and in a wider sense, countries are connected with each other. And obviously, it's a terrible shame that we're working so hard to be disconnected from everyone else in Europe at the moment, and we all feel the terrible, terrible sadness of that. Well, not all of us, but many, many of us feel the terrible sadness of that. But this film seems to have, if you like, accreted resonance in the process of being made, because it speaks to us during a time of COVID when, you know, we all need to, we really all need to look after each other.
The director of the opening film, the Italian film, Daniele Lucchetti, told us that he had been told that the way we portray Italy in cinema is through family. And do you think that British cinema is the only one who can talk about social issues so much, in a very entertaining way? Because you're the only one able to do that.
Do you think? Really?
Yeah, I think so. This film speaks about a lot of issues that we're dealing with, but in a very entertaining and funny way.
It's certainly a fun film. But you have a great tradition of social filmmaking in Italy, don't you, from the late 40s onwards.
I mean, we cannot be funny about that, you know? Some of them aren't that funny.
Some of them are quite funny. But we do like making films in England which are acutely based on acute social observation. We're fascinated by class in England. We're fascinated by the diversity of our nation in terms of race and accent and wealth. And we are constantly preoccupied with films that examine those differences. And I think that's a healthy thing and a good thing. And this is no exception. This is a film in a long tradition of English films about small men who speak truth to power. Small men, in this case, a working class man from the north of England, an impoverished area of England, who has taught himself to read great novels. He's writing plays. He's reading Chekhov. You know, he's a remarkable English character. And he wants to go and tell the government what they should do in their governance of the country. And there's something rather noble and quintessentially British about that.
Was comedy the only way to tell this story for you?
I think everything is comedy. I mean, I can't think of anything that isn't comedy somehow. However terrible it is, our lives are comic, you know, and ridiculous. And we have to hang on to that in dark times.
Thank you so much, Roger Mitchell, for being with us for The Duke, out of competition here at the 77th Venice International Film Festival.
Thank you. Chiara Nicoletti.
Bravissimo! I'm Chiara Nicoletti, as Roger Mitchell said, and this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Or Claire Nicholson.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.